Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is battling to stay in office. An upcoming vote in parliament could usher in a new prime minister. And Netanyahu is urging his supporters to pressure lawmakers not to approve the new government. There are protests and even concerns of possible violence, as NPR's Daniel Estrin reports.
It's nighttime in the city of Petah Tikva, and about 100 Israelis are standing in a parking lot outside a lawmaker's house.
This man with the microphone is saying, "Nir Orbach, come to your senses. Don't support this government with terror supporters."
This lawmaker, Nir Orbach, is a right-wing religious Jewish nationalist. His small party got only 6% of the vote, but is about to lead a government and partner with their political opposites, left-wing Jews and religious conservative Muslims. Hani Barel is here demonstrating.
Would this government be legitimate?
From my side, no. No way.
If this new government succeeds, the prime minister would be conservative Naftali Bennett. Some of his voters see him partnering with left-wing and Arab lawmakers and feel cheated. Ron Cohen says partnering with dovish and Arab lawmakers would restrain Israel's army.
This time we had a war with Hamas, a small war. What will happen when we have a war with Iran, Hezbollah, Jordanian, Syria? It will be existential.
This guy's saying leftist traitors.
Leftist traitors. That's become a familiar epithet for anyone who doesn't side with Netanyahu. The rhetoric is intense because the stakes are high. The emerging government has a razor-thin majority. If just one lawmaker decides to leave, there's no new government. So right-wing protesters are gathering outside right-wing lawmakers' homes to apply pressure.
And in the background, you can hear the protests going on just next to me.
We call Rabbi Shaul Farber, originally from New York. He lives on Bennett's block, and Bennett used to attend his Orthodox synagogue.
My congregation is completely divided on whether this next government might be a good thing or a bad thing for Israel.
Rabbi Farber supports the emerging government and even advised some of its party leaders. But other rabbis, prominent hardline conservatives, have called this new government a threat to Israel's security. Netanyahu has said the same. Rabbi Farber is worried about the rhetoric.
To equate left with rebel is inappropriate in the best sense and actually can lead to much worse in the worst sense.
On local radio, Israeli journalist Barak Ravid compared it to the January 6th Capitol insurrection. He accused Netanyahu of stoking tension to prevent the peaceful transition of power. And the chief of Israel's domestic security service is warning of potential politically motivated violence. This demonstration was not violent, but it was tense.
Okay, it looks like these are counter-demonstrators holding signs, and these guys are chasing them away, calling them leftist traitors.
But the thing is, the ones we met aren't from the left. They're also from the right. They're just ready for Netanyahu to step aside. Shlomo Sanders was one of those chased away. He says Netanyahu has a role in this.
Look, I don't know how dangerous these guys are. Next one will come with a gun. And then what? He said, I didn't know. I didn't call for them.
Neighbor Pnina Weiss hopes a new government will end this divisiveness.
The people standing here are for unity. It's not right, it's not left, it's not Jews, it's not Arabs, it's not religion. It is what sort of state do we want to live in?
The new government could be voted in within the coming days, and protesters will stay in the streets, hoping just one lawmaker will flip and help keep Netanyahu in power. Daniel Estrin, NPR News. Petah Tikva, Israel.